The covenant was set up in 2011 to make sure the nation acknowledges the sacrifices made by our servicemen and women to make sure they're not at a disadvantage in everyday life. More than 750 organisations have signed up so far, and I've been to see how one of them is putting their pledge into practice. Ian Parton has been working as a vehicle mechanic with the AA for 19 years. He's often on call, driving around Birmingham, dealing with roadside repairs. But in his free time, he's fixing armoured vehicles for the army. Ian's a reservist, serving with 159 Field Company, part of 101 Battalion Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. He spent 26 years with the Army and deployed to Germany, Canada and Iraq. He says despite the months away, the AA have supported him every step of the way.
It's hard at times, but you have to try and fit it around. The AA is quite flexible. As long as I give them the notice, they'll let me go. 2004, I left the AA on the 1st of February and I didn't return till the 5th of January the following year. I was deployed to Marne Barracks up by Katrick. Then I was flown from there out to Basra, Umm Qasr and Kuwait. They kept really well in touch with me. I sent the odd letter here and there. It would work quite well together.
The AA is absolutely delighted to win this Gold Award for our support for the military. We've got a long history of working with the armed forces through the First World War, the Second World War, and today we employ about 150 patrols who are ex-military, particularly recovery drivers, and indeed all the reservists that work as patrols and in our call centres.
It's really important to sign the covenant, and there's so many different benefits for businesses in doing so. It's certainly an initiative that makes our staff really proud to work for National Express, and people are always asking about us, so it's a really good thing for us as a business, and we definitely recommend that other people follow in our footsteps.
The Armed Forces Covenant, which is now sporting a new logo, was first published in 2011, offering extra support to forces personnel to make sure they weren't disadvantaged for the lifestyle they lead. Last year, companies and communities like Ernst & Young and even the Church of England signed up to offer their commitment, and pledges are gradually being put into action. £6.5 million worth of funding has already gone towards helping wounded personnel get the latest clinical care. Council Tracks relief for those deployed has doubled, and extra funding has been given to help schools cater for service children. In the workplace, companies have pledged to support reservists, something that's vital if the government is going to hit its targets. Firms have also gained better understanding, viewing forces' experience in a more positive light.
I think it is really important because service life does bring with it unique challenges, the way that we have to move around at short notice, and I think it's very important that as a nation we recognise that.
The government admits more companies still need to get involved to recognise the problems of service and the benefits of what personnel can bring to the workplace. But today they're highlighting those who are already seeing the benefits and enjoying a closer relationship and a greater understanding of service life.